Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. here. I am joined by CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning. Hey, that was a true mom moment there.
Yes.
You sneeze, you need a Kleenex, I whip them out of my purse.
Yeah, like within seconds, Terry had Kleenexes for me. That was so good. That was masterfully
done.
Isn't that
funny?
Yes, that was very funny.
And we I didn't even really know. Yeah.
It was awesome. Thank you very much. That was very nice of you. I am still waiting for the second sneeze. I'm a two sneezer. I sneeze once, there's a second one coming. So any moment now, it will happen.
Well, I'd appreciate you keeping your mouth closed.
I will try to get away from you. I'll try to keep away. We got fun stuff and lined up for you here. We're going to get in some entertainment news in a moment. Then a right stories, good stories of the day coming up. And we still got to give this basket away from our friends at Village Gardens.
Awesome.
We got a great Mother's Day gift for you. We got a Mother's Day basket from our friends at Village Gardens in Plover. You got to call up 424-2600 and tell us why your mom is cool. What makes your mom cool?
Is it here? Basket?
No. No.
I was just curious. I just wanted to
I don't think
I just
it
wanted
is.
To look at it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd like that. I wouldn't mind seeing it either. I guarantee you it is beautiful. Village Gardens is awesome. They're so good at what they do. And even just a great place to just stop by and check out. I love that place. Say good morning to our friends at Village Gardens and get ready your thoughts on your mom and what makes her so cool. Get ready to call 424-2600 when we ask you. Right now, we get into entertainment news. And I told you this earlier. I didn't plan this, but so much of our entertainment news today is country related, and it kicks off with an interesting end of kind of leaning going into country. It's Ed Sheeran who performed solo with Luke Combs at last night's ACMs. In an interview with Billboard during the ACM rehearsals, Ed Sheeran said, quote, "I talk about this to my wife all the time. I would love to transition to country. I love the culture of it. I just love the songwriting. It's just the, like, brilliant songs." At least Ed has some experience in Music City. He lived in Nashville two different times and soaked in a lot while touring with Taylor Swift during her country years. He's also hip to how dedicated everyone is to the craft. Quote, "It's like a community. There's not a place in Europe where you could go point to and say, that's the home of songwriting. Nashville is a hub of incredible songwriters, incredible performers. I really feel inspired being around everyone." Ed's very talented and very sincere about this, I'm sure. But we do hear this from time to time. They're more common to see a country artist go pop than a pop artist go country, but it's not the first time.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, well,
I mean, because he's very talented and has a big following already. So, you know what I mean? It's not like, I feel like his comments there are pretty organic. Like, he's not just doing it to see, you know what I mean, if it makes him more popular or makes him more liked.
It bugged me when people talk about artists flipping a genre because of, like, I remember with Amy Grant. Amy Grant, big pop artist, went to Christian contemporary music and took a bunch of heat for it. And it's like, she did that because she, what's wrong with you?
Why would you poke at somebody for that?
Yeah, like of all things and stuff. Obviously, it was a faith decision for her and those things. And she's done pretty good with that.
Oh, absolutely.
It seemed similar situation with Darius Rucker. Like, oh, he couldn't make it in pop music, so he went to country.
But he did make it in pop music.
He did make it in pop music, yes. And he had a very good career there. He wanted to do something different. He always loved Southern music. He always liked country music. Went into country music.
It's funny. I've seen him a couple times since he's more on the country side.
Oh, cool.
But I still call him Hootie. Like, I just can't.
Yeah.
Like, I just...
I've heard him in interviews have a lot of fun with that.
Yeah.
He's not one of these guys that gets bent out of shape about that.
But, you know, like, when I see him, like, that's just still where I go.
Yeah, yeah. It'd be interesting to see where this goes. I thought this, but then I'm like, well, I got somebody here who actually knows country music a lot better. For me... This also seems like if you're going to do this, today's day and age, it's probably the easiest to do, flip from pop to country, just because a lot of modern country is very poppy.
Or maybe it's just the fan base, too, is much more willing, you know what I mean, than to be like, oh, you jumped over from this. I mean, I don't, and honestly, country music would be my first choice, but like I've always been an Ed Sheeran fan from day one. So to me, the listening of it isn't that different.
Yeah.
I mean, it is different music, but it's really not. I don't think he's so far off. I think it'd be an easy transition.
Lainey Wilson's Lainey Wilson won huge last night. She came up at big at last night's 58th annual ACM Awards. Terry and I were just talking about that during the break. She and Hardy shared Music Event of the Year and Visual Media of the Year for the song "Wait in the Truck." But she was just getting started. Bell Bottom Country won Album of the Year, and she topped that by winning Female Artist of the Year. And her date was with former NFL player Devin Duck Hodge, and people confirmed that they're a couple, so there was all the excitement about that as well and everything. But it's good to be Lainey Wilson right
now.
That's
really cool. Good night for her.
Yeah.
Now I will for sure have to pull that back. I mean, I wanted to see Garth and Dolly, but I'm curious about seeing some of this. You know, I'll fast forward through because I like her. I think she's very talented, and I think too she thought she needed to, and she didn't, but she thought she needed to have something about her, a look about her that would be unique and memorable. She's a very talented artist, but you know, so her bell bottom thing, she always wears bell bottoms. That's her thing. But she's known for that, but her music, I mean, she didn't need to do that. She didn't have to have an image thing because her music is so good.
Stands up on its own. Speaking of couples, Garth Brooks and Dolly Parton co-hosted. He introduced her as the GOAT, greatest of all time. And on cue, Dolly walked in pulling a wagon with a live goat inside set the tone. That's what they started out
as. Because I saw that on social media, just them standing there. So it wasn't her walking out, but like he's standing there, she's standing there, and she's got a wagon with a goat. And I'm like, what is happening?
It was a huge get for the ACMs to have those two host.
I would agree.
It's the definition of a win-win. I mean, the night was already won just right there.
You know, I think that when Reba used to do it, though, it was good. I think sometimes they put kind of odd people with her.
Yeah.
You know, like that kind of, because I think she did it maybe like 13, 14 times. I mean, she did it long time. But these two, I think I would venture a guess that people literally tuned in just because it was those
two. Agreed. Chris Stapleton was a big winner. He won Entertainer of the Year. Standout performances included Cody Johnson honoring Willie Nelson with Mama, Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Cowboys. Cool. Got to see that.
Dang, I'm going to sit in front of TV for all three hours.
Yeah, probably. The War and Treaty got a standing ovation for their performance of Blank Page. I haven't heard of them yet. Miranda Lambert usually bursts out onto the stage at these shows, but not this year. Her performance of Carousel was wonderfully understated, but beautiful. It was like purposely done that way. Lainey Wilson rocked it. She covered every inch of the stage while performing Grease. That's another thing about her that I've seen. She's the only one, but she's a little different as a country artist because she uses the whole stage, I hear.
Thus the look of her butt in the jeans, right? She's moving around, because that comes up. You know, it's her bell bottoms and the tight jeans.
I have a bachelor's in bootyology, and I've heard a lot about this about her. Yes. The big
You went for the 4-year? That's amazing.
It's important. It was an important thing to me. The big finish was Dolly's performance of the rock anthem World on Fire. It featured fire bursting from the stage, a full band, TED dancers. They went all out, and that was the last performance of the night.
Very cool.
Yeah, I got to see that.
All right, now I got to find it.
It does look pretty good. Wanted to throw this in here just for fun. And we like Tim McGraw around here, fans of Tim McGraw. We all know God loves a terrier, but Tim McGraw loves a Brocco Italiano. The country star co-owns the dog Lepshi, who just won Best in Breed in the Brocco Italiano category during the breed's debut at the Westminster Kennel Dog Club other day. That's pretty cool.
Interesting.
That's pretty cool.
So his new song is fabulous. You need to pull that up. And so he has a new song in the top 40 right now, but it's Standing Room Only. But the what it's about is live a life, you know, and how you live your life and your kindness and how you treat people so that at your funeral, there's standing room only. So that's, but it's
good.
It's cool.
Ooh,
it's
a cool song. That is good. That's a good line. That's good. Wanted to take a look at what is new on your small screen and big screen this weekend. Looking at the small screen, Jeopardy! Masters is on tonight. Whose Line Is It Anyway is on CW.
That show is sometimes just a nice break.
Oh, it is.
You know what I mean? Like, you just flip it through and you get to it. It's like, okay, I'm leaving this on because it's hilarious.
I love that show. Just love it. Yeah. Friday on Netflix, premiering on Netflix today, the series premiere of Mulligan. It's an animated comedy. Tina Fey, Chrissy Teigen, Daniel Radcliffe, Dana Carvey. Barbie. Huh. Wow, good names.
Big lineup there.
You had me at Tina Fey. Friday on Apple TV Plus, still a Michael Jackson movie. I cannot wait to watch this. I shouldn't put it that way. I am looking forward to watching it, but it's going to be a hard watch, I imagine.
No, not Michael Jackson.
No, it's a documentary. Michael J. Fox. Michael J. Fox. It's a documentary about Michael J. Fox's life and struggles with Parkinson's disease.
Yeah, I'm curious about that, too.
He was diagnosed at 29. He turned 62 next month. You know, I was just talking about this with Katharine Hepburn. For her, it came a little later in life and everything. With him, you're an actor. There is no 401k. There is no retirement plan for this gig. You're 29. You are in the prime of your career. You're Michael J. Fox. You're one of the biggest names in the game. And it's gone. It's gone. There, you can't get a gig. As soon as this stuff comes out, it isn't like Michael doesn't want to work. It's that he's not getting work. He can't get work. People won't cast him and everything. These kind of things, him being the face of Parkinson's, I don't think that, I think it's very easy for me to say it's the greatest work of his career. And, well, and that's saying something considering he's got one of the better careers you could ask for.
Yeah. And it's, and it is cool, and his willingness to be out front with all of this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I think there's something about that too. I mean,
absolutely.
He was one of the baby faces of our generation.
Yeah.
You know, like he, yeah. I mean, so he's very recognizable, and isn't it a little weird though that like something like this, like a disease like that, mm-hmm. has plagued him for so many years, and then like the Back to the Future thing, like,
yeah,
you know what
yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
like yeah, yeah. like it he went yeah, back,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
and you can't go back.
No,
I mean
no.
that's
it, there's some
like the irony
parallels
is
and some
creepy.
Ironies yeah. there. Yes, that are. I had a shout out to Christopher Lloyd as well, who has gotten up there in age, but has been doing a lot of promotional work and a lot of awareness work with Michael J. Fox. It's just good to see those
Which
two working
cool.
together.
Yeah,
yeah. On Netflix today, Mother, starring Jennifer Lopez as an assassin who comes out of hiding to rescue her daughter.
Oh, well, good.
Okay.
Wow.
There's a Mother's Day. There's a. The on Sunday, you have Disney Night on American Idol, the eighth season premiere of Fear the Walking Dead, the series finale of East New York, and on ABC Superstar, a story about Elizabeth Taylor. They're going to be talking about Elizabeth Taylor, I guess. I don't know if it's a documentary or what necessarily, but interesting. And of course, due to the writer's strike, all late night shows will be airing reruns for the foreseeable future. That's why it's important that we have this writer's strike end with some justice to the writers. New in theaters, especially if you guys like being entertained, because that well is going to dry up pretty quickly here. New in theaters this weekend, nothing too big and wide release. I do want to see Fool's Paradise starring Charlie Day. That does look good.
I think is Book Club 2, does that come out
yeah,
this weekend?
Yeah, yeah, that's
so
a big one.
Just recently I watched the first one, just for no reason other than I was like, oh. And I mean, it was a little slow and a little corny, but I like the actresses in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was pretty funny. I don't know if I'd go to the theater to watch number two, but when it comes out, I probably will. Because it was, I mean, some of the stuff was just hilarious. And Don Johnson was in it.
Oh, cool.
Like, I, you know, it was kind of funny.
Speaking of TV shows and stuff, my mom had a thing for Don Johnson for a while there.
Well,
it wasn't just Miami Vice that we watched. It was Nash Bridges as well. There's a theme there.
All right, Pam, he's on to you.
Yeah, yeah, there's a theme there. And Don Johnson don't exactly look like my dad, so... I will watch some of this, if not all of it.
But do all of you kids look like your dad?
Yes, yes. Yeah.
Well, then Don Johnson, there was no, I mean.
Every male off boy and a lot of the women have an extra bone right here. Right on their
really?
Rib cage. Yeah, right here. So we don't need a blood test. We don't need a blood test. You know? You got that.
So no Don Johnson.
Yep, no Don Johnson. Nope. The Book Club stars Diane Keaton, Jane Fonda, Mary Steenburgen, and Candace Bergen.
I mean, it is funny.
Them
together, you know, and it's, and they're just, I don't know. It just was fun. Like I said, it wasn't, I wouldn't give it a five, but you know, it was still a lighthearted, fun loving kind of movie. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I would see it just to learn from seeing all those actresses work together. Those are four of the greatest actors of all time. They're great.
Seriously, Murphy Brown, what's her real name again?
Candace Bergen. Yeah.
She is so funny in it.
Yeah.
And she's like she's a judge. That's what her career is. So these women get together every week for their book club. And so, but I mean, but she's like, and she's heavier set than she was before. You know, so she like comes rolling in with all of her stuff.
Okay,
and she's, you know, like it's just, it's so real life. Like it just, it was funny.
I got to see it.
They were
cracking
me up.
I got to see them working there.
And then the guy from Coach. Remember that show?
Oh, Coach? Yeah. Craig T. Nelson.
He's the husband of one of them as well. Oh. And then Don Johnson is the love interest of one of them from way back in the day. And now they've rekindled. You know, like, it's just a funny.
It's got a nice cast.
It's just a funny thing.
Yeah. Oh, that's very cool. And that premieres today. It's in theaters tonight. I wanted to really quickly mention our weekend lineup. We got great stuff lined up for you. And, of course, kicks off with the Sunshine Poker Show, 7 in the morning on Saturdays, 1 o'clock on Sundays. Join our guy Tim Hubbell for one of the greatest shows you will ever hear. Tim scours the earth for polka and finds you only the greatest and most interesting stuff. Join us for the Sunshine Poker Show, Saturdays at 7 in the morning and Sundays at 1. And, of course, Over the Back Fence this Saturday, I'll be your host. I'll be joining you this Saturday for Over the Back Fence. Join me from 11 to noon this Saturday. We'll have some fun hanging out with items you're looking for, items you want to sell. You're looking for those last-minute Mother's Day gifts. You know, we'll maybe help you. Garage sales. We know this area has garage sales. Bring them to us.
Tons of signs around right now for garage sales.
We'll help you promote them.
Free advertising.
Yep.
Give
us a call, 424-2600 during Over the Back Fence tomorrow from 11 to noon. And on Sunday, we've got, of course, Seth Faces the Music from 6 to 8. Great show. Seth's got a great theme every week, and he's going to have a great one for you this Sunday. It's going to be fun. Join him for that from 6 to 8.
Is it all songs that say Mother?
Yeah, maybe. I could see him going with a Mother's Day theme. I could see that. We will have a repeat of a Director's Cut episode this Sunday from 8 to 9 when we had on Joel Goodness, and we did this actor's conversation with him. It's a really fun conversation. Joel, a Wisconsin native, has been all over this world with his career, and we scratched the surface of Joel's career. It was really a really cool interview. We've been looking for an opportunity to replay that. Found it here. We do have some really great episodes coming up that we're working on. We've already put some work in, and we're continuing to. Just to tease this to the audience a little bit, Pete Revel is going to be joining us at some point. We're looking forward to that. We've got a special Connie and the gang from the Lizards and stuff. We're working on a special Jeff Goss episode where we can really bring light to Weave and his great work. Got a lot of that stuff coming up. I want to talk with the lady from Dance with Pam. I mean, there's so many great people in this area. Again, we haven't even scratched the surface of Director's Cut yet, and we've got like 20 episodes in or something. I don't even know that happened. I have no idea how.
Well, we've got a lot of talent around our community.
Sure is. And there's a lot of great moms out there, a lot of cool moms out there. Well, we want to reward them. We want to help them out. We want to help you out. Get ready to call. Call up 424-2600 right now and tell Terry and I, what makes your mom cool? What about you? What do you think makes your mom cool? 424-2600. We have this beautiful basket that our friends at Village Gardens are giving away. We want to give it to you. All you got to do is call up and just tell us what's cool about your mom. I mean, this could not be easier to win. 424-2600. Call up and let us know. We'll go ahead and take a call, and we'll come back with a winner, hopefully, here on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Hope you're having a good one out there.
Wow, for as much complaining as I do about these bumpers, we've got good ones today.
Yeah, today they've been
I'm
going
good. I'm giving credit. All right.
Yeah, they've been going good today.
Got a few more
Seth.
In the rotation.
Uh-huh. Nicely done, Seth. We want you to call 424-2600. That's where I'm starting this segment out, because we want to know about your cool mom. Give us a call and let us know what is so cool about your mom, what is great about your mom, or just what you like about your mom. And it can be something, Terry brought up a nice point, something you remember that's great about your mom.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be specific, you know, too specific here. We just want you to have this great basket that our friends at Village Gardens are giving away. So anytime in this segment, anytime really to the end of the show, go ahead and call up 424-2600, and you could win this basket from our friends at Village Gardens. Encourage you to check them out. They're at 2811 Porter Court in Plover, Wisconsin. They can give them a call as well at 341-4577. That's 715-341-4577. And be sure to visit their webpage, villagegardens.us.
But give us a call instead.
Yes.
And win the basket.
Mm-hmm. 424-2600. Call up and join the conversation. Pam sent over a great article the other day that I wanted to touch on, especially because it's a local good story, I would say. A new study has discovered America's festival hotspots across the U.S., and the results might be a little surprising. Looking at this, Wisconsin is revealed to be the number one festival spot in America for festival lovers.
Well, we have a lot of music festivals for sure.
California ranked 49th in the list due to its high crime levels across the U.S. Excluding crime, Texas, Florida, and California would be the top three festival locations.
So how do you exclude crime? Like you just...
Yeah, you really can't, though. Yeah, yeah.
Too bad, because this was probably done in California, so they're trying to figure out how to get themselves up higher. You're at the bottom.
Mm-hmm. Coachella has become one of the most iconic festivals in the world, drawing some of the bigger crowds, but it's more about the consistency and the amount of festivals you have. So, like, looking at this list, as I said, Wisconsin, number one, second, Nevada, Georgia at three, Mississippi at four, and Kentucky at five.
So how many does it say, like, how many festivals are they saying that we have?
16. 16, which, let me see here. Nevada has 14. Maryland has 12, and that's the highest I see on the list. Like, by far and away, Wisconsin has a lot more. Now, that is in comparison to the crimes report of 2021, Wisconsin with 21,000 crimes, Nevada only 18,000, but then you look at Georgia with 46,000, and you see a comparison here of like, okay, yeah, it could be different. Average rainfall a year, we get a bit of that, of course. Average temperature, so a lot of that came into play, along with the cost of Airbnb and rental accommodations and those things. Huh. But how cool is that?
That's cool.
Wisconsin with a bullet at number one on the list.
There we go.
That's awesome. And with the 16 festivals, but sitting back, I hadn't really, like, again, let's open this up to the audience, 424-2600. What are some of your favorite festivals here in Wisconsin? Especially if there are any ones we're not thinking of or anything. I like, obviously, you think of Rockfest, you think of Summerfest, a lot of the big ones and everything. Well, like Blues at the Lake or like some of our smaller festivals that, you know, we know
aren't
about.
Aren't counted in this number, but we know are happening around.
Yeah, there's a lot of them out there. And I know that I enjoy the festival time of year, just even being able to show up. The music's great. I like being around the people. I like the atmosphere oftentimes.
Well, and we are partial to the Hodeg Country Music Fest, but we've been to that 25 years. The last few years, we've kind of been, you know, like we'll take a year off and then we'll go and then we'll take a year off. And it's more just about being busy with other stuff. But but I had a good, I mean, I had a 21 year run like straight in a row.
It's pretty good.
Except for one year when our daughter was only 2 weeks old. So I was like, I'll stay home. No, I just
might
kidding.
As well, I suppose.
But I mean, but there's a lot of just, you know, so between the Hodeg and Country USA and Rock USA and Country Fest and Country Jam. And well, that's six of them right there. You know So, and I think one of the things that you brought up was, you know, average temperature and rainfall. We are very fortunate, you know, that we have some very warm days, but we have mild, you know, milder temperatures. And so to go to one of these festivals and camp or secure other housing in that area, but it's not, you know, it's not like you're going to 120 degrees.
Right. Our warm days are pale in comparison to Nevada's warm days or anything like that. Or even Georgia when it comes to that.
But it's just fun to be number one.
Yeah, it is. Wisconsin, number one by far and away.
And I'm just going to say there's no correlation between that and the fact that we are a beer state.
Yeah. None.
There's none.
None whatsoever. I think the amount of festivals is important, but I think you actually touched on something I didn't think about right away, is the amount of years you've been going to this festival. I think that there's a, I don't want, loyalty maybe not be the right word, but there's a tradition, there's a loyalty to it.
Yeah,
okay, all right.
Yeah.
That I know from talking to people about these things. Like, I know people that, your wedding's on that day? I'm sorry, I'm going to miss it. Like, I got Hodeg. Really?
Yeah.
But
up until kids stuff, you know, kind of started getting in the middle of it, we always, I mean, I could even think of a time where we literally, there was a funeral visitation that we needed to attend, but we literally were up there and we came home for it, went right straight back. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
that's awesome.
There's been a lot of different things where it's like, okay, yeah, if it's something we absolutely need to do, then we'll do it. But that, and I think too, for us and probably for others, that's an intentional long weekend or week or whatever that you get together with people that, not that you're not close to them, but that's the only time that you intentionally spend time with them. You know, you get together for that in the summer. And so it's as much about that sometimes as it is about the music.
424-2600 if you want to call up with any of the conversations we've been having. I went to, for the first like 4 or 5 years, I went to Ozfest.
Okay.
And that, of course, you know, was usually in Alpine Valley, and beautiful place for like a festival, for concerts, for multiple bands and everything. That place is just well designed for that, to me, from what I remember. It's been some years, but from what I remember about that. A lot of the blues festivals that happen in this area, too, and in Wisconsin in general, but especially you get closer to Madison or Milwaukee, those spots. Even if you're not a blues fan, I encourage people to check out, because the food, the atmosphere, yeah, the attitude.
The vendors,
is so,
yes, the people watching. Yes. I mean, all of it. Yeah.
I've never been to Hodag. I'd go in a second. Like, and I'm not a country guy, but I would go in a second just to experience it, just to be around it and everything. I think, if anything, this should encourage people that maybe you haven't been to a festival in a while, or maybe you've never attended. What's a festival you haven't even attended? Check it out. Go see what it's like.
Absolutely.
You could be going there like Tara for the next 20 years and everything, and bopping from funeral to...
It was just one time. Hey, we went. So we went.
No, that was important that you went. That was good that you went. We'll take a break. We'll get to Melissa's news. We'll come back with more fun for you on the morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio.
All right, Seth, now you're my hero.
Yeah. Nice work, Seth. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Terry and James here with you. I hope you're having a great day out there. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We are back. We're not in black, but we're back.
I love AC/DC.
They're a good band. They're a great band. Classic. I would have loved to have seen them live. I bet that my dad seen them live and could not stop talking about Angus Young. We have not only some breaking news for the audience here. Our friends at Village Gardens have this hanging basket we're giving away. You can call 424-2600.
That we're still trying to give away.
To win the basket. But you, along with that, you have a $25 gift card from Village Gardens along with this hanging basket.
To buy the matching basket.
Yes.
One for you, mm-hmm. One for mama.
That's right.
Right?
424-2600. Call up and join the conversation and just tell us a little bit about your mom. And
you know, and you're kind of killing us.
Yeah.
Like, somebody call.
Somebody call up.
We're a little lonely.
424-2600. Call up and join the conversation. I am starting to wonder how the phones are working today.
That's a good point. I'm sure the phones are broke.
And we had some trouble earlier in the week with the phones, so I'm not sure if that might be part of the issue. We will find out. We, of course, do this in real time, so we'll find out live. We'll find out together, everybody. But anytime between now and the top of the show, call up 424-2600, and you'll get a chance to win this $25 gift card from Village Gardens, along with that hanging basket from them as well.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I wanted to touch on this one with you, Terry. I don't know, if this is a right story or a good story or what have you. There are many ways to drink whiskey, neat or on the rocks. Swing it straight out the bottle alone on the couch. No, I'm sorry. that was a little more my last Friday. That was just a little, no. It was not.
Yeah. Okay.
And everyone has their preference on ice. Some feel like any amount of ice takes away from the flavor, while others believe that a cube of ice or a splash of water is important to open up the spirit.
See, and I don't. Regarding ice, mm-hmm. if it's like those little mushy ice pellets, then I say no, because they just water everything down. But if it's a good hard ice cube, mm-hmm. I don't mind having the temperature be a little bit... I mean, I would use it for temperature. I wouldn't use it for the water.
I have said for years that skim milk is lying to you. It's not milk. It's water.
Agree.
It's just water.
Agree.
I feel the same way about ice cubes that are like those, the ones you were describing.
Those little pellet things.
Those are not ice cubes. But a new study shows that if you're going to use the ice method, you should finish your drink before all of the ice melts. Researchers say that in a chemical analysis, a ratio with over 20% water dilutes the flavor and changes the taste profile.
Do not wreck your whiskey.
Yeah. And if the ratio gets to 40% water, 60% whiskey, all whiskey will begin to smell and taste the same, which isn't what you want, especially if you're enjoying something nice and expensive, which oftentimes you are with whiskey.
For sure. Because if you're just sipping it alone, you're not mixing it with something.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm thinking you want something smooth. I am not a whiskey drinker, so I am just talking smack here. I'm just telling you what I see on TV.
Yeah.
You mostly see people drink it neat.
Yeah.
With no...
That's how I like it. Yeah. That's how my grandfather drank it.
If I had to choose, I would lean more. I'm more of a brandy. Like, if I'm going to sip something, brandy or a whiskey, I would go brandy.
I like both, and I probably do drink more brandy than whiskey, but either one, clean. I want my drink like I like my steak. If it's good meat, I don't need A1 sauce or anything like that. Just let me chew. I just want to taste the meat. I want to taste everything about the food.
You don't put A1 in your whiskey, do you?
No. You got to use it somewhere, Terry. The bottle will go bad. I feel the same way about a good drink. I want to taste the alcohol. I want to taste the age of the process and all that. And it hits you harder.
Thus the laying on the couch.
Yes. And 20% is not a lot. A standard whiskey on the rocks pour is 2 ounces, and one regular ice cube is generally the equivalent of 1 ounce. So if that's one cube melts all the way, it becomes 33% liquid.
That's a good point. I'm thinking neat is better.
Yeah, I think so. Let's take a call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Hey, how are you all today?
We're doing good. Sir, we had a couple of topics out there right now. What are you calling about?
Oh, I want to talk about the whiskey.
Okay.
All right.
What do you got?
Educate us.
Yeah, my wife and I just got back from Italy.
Ooh.
And when I would order whiskey in a bar, they would take one cube, put it in the glass, and keep spinning it around and spinning it just to chill the glass.
Oh, and just in the glass.
Gotcha.
Just in the glass.
And then they dump that cube out.
They dump that cube out, and I said, I've never seen that before. He said, just to chill.
Ooh. Oh, I like that.
That's pretty cool. Oh,
that's official there.
Did you invite? Yeah. Now you're inviting your friends over and like showing them something.
Yeah.
I'm classier than that.
not sharing the good whiskey.
Yeah. They go. Look at Al Larson. He knows what he's doing. And I haven't got any story about my mother because she passed away. But she was a June Cleaver of my era, though. I mean, she wore a dress every day, and she made piles of sandwiches for our kids and stuff there for all my friends that would come over. Sometimes I'd show up with like 10 or 12 of them, and Mom always had the sandwiches out there.
And never turned any of them away.
No. Yeah. The one thing about my mother, when it was 5 o'clock, you better have your feet underneath her table because dinner was ready.
Mine's the same way. Yeah. My mom's the same way.
That is awesome.
Thank you for sharing all of that. I really appreciate you sharing all that. And your wife, I know your mom's not with us or anything, but her memory, I think you won this. I think you just won the Village Gardens basket and the gift card, sir.
No way.
Yeah, for sure.
You just did exactly what we were asking for, and you weren't even trying to. I got to give it to you. I got to let you win this.
I was just so impressed with the ice cube in Italy, though.
That's a great story.
Really, I wasn't even planning on having whiskey tonight, and I'm going to just to try that. Like, I got to try that. That's a great one.
Give me a call. It's Friday. I'll come over and swirl my ice.
Sounds good. For now, can I get your first name?
My name is Rich.
Rich, thank you so much for adding to our show here, Rich. We appreciate it. If you don't mind hanging on the line a minute, I'll get your information, and we're going to get you this great stuff from Village Gardens, this $25 gift card and this hanging basket.
Perfect. Thank you. I'll wait.
Thank you, Rich.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
It sounds like Rich's wife can make good use of those and stuff, and that's a great mom right there, and the memory of his mom. I appreciate him sharing that.
You know, think about that when kids, like, probably more so when we were just running the neighborhoods, right? Mm-hmm. But, you know, like, you show up back at home with all these extra kids.
Yeah.
And I think that's awesome, you know, because moms just are adaptable about stuff like that. Like,
they
okay, come in. But I do love the, you know, you better be back here at 5 o'clock. Like, it's that whole, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah.
And then maybe you can leave again till dark, but you darn well better be here for dinner.
Man, I could feel my mother's glare. Stare at me. I can't even talk. That's how the effect that woman has on me. Yes. We'll take a break. We'll talk to Rick. We'll come back, have some more fun, and wrap up the show on Mornings here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. We hope you're having a good one out there. I don't know this song. I have no idea what song this is.
I keep looking at you like,
I don't know what this one is. First we started on Raccoon. Okay.
We better stay in the 80s.
I think
we better stay in the 80s bumper.
Maybe. Fred, you know, maybe when you're on, when you stick with the 80s, yeah. a big shout out to our friend Rich, who won himself that Village Gardens basket and gift certificate. He won that for his wife and for the memory of his mom. And
as importantly, he educated us on chilling the glass for whiskey.
It's really good. That was a great conversation. Thanks a lot, Rich. Thank you to to everybody out there who called up and joined the conversation throughout the whole show today. We've had a lot of fun. Great way to wrap up the week. Thank you to the best listeners in radio, every single one of you. You want to know why I say the best listeners in radio? Just listen to one of our shows. You'll hear. You'll get it. I want to get to some That Ain't Right stuff, and then we'll wrap up with some good stories of the day. And this one could be either or. This is just an interesting story. We were just talking alcohol, so let's just continue that conversation. I said, what's the best use of beer? That may be a silly question, but hear us out.
Wait, aside from drinking it?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Hear me out on this one. There's a man in Minnesota named Kai Mickelson who invented a motorcycle that runs on beer.
No way.
Literally, it runs on beer instead of gas or electricity.
Is beer actually cheaper than gas, though?
It's a good question. The bike has a 14-gallon keg built into the engine with a heating coil inside.
It's actually a keg.
And it's got a heating coil inside. When Kai pours beer into it, the liquid heats up to 300 degrees, and when it goes out of the nozzles in the back, the beer turns into a superheated steam, which provides enough thrust to move the bike forward.
So do you suppose that he's also a home brewer?
Probably.
I mean, because have his supply costs.
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, wait up. Hold up a sec. All right, I'll get through the article first. And it doesn't just roll a little bit. Kai believes the motorcycle could reach speeds up to 150 miles an hour. Beer isn't cheaper than gas for now, but using beer as a power source works for Kai because he doesn't drink. So that worked out. But you can tell Kai doesn't drink because the beer he's using is Coors Light. So are we saying beer or water here? What are we saying? Which one are we saying?
Wow.
Here? Sorry.
Wow. Okay, so here's what I'm thinking about. I don't know if you have this, but like we have a fridge in our garage, a small fridge that's like the beer fridge, right? Mm-hmm. But then inevitably there are random cans from who the heck knows when beer. So he is somewhere that all of your random cans could go.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm thinking expired beer would work in his, you know, in his little thing there.
That's
so
not a bad idea.
He's probably calling on all of his drinking friends to be like, give me your leftovers.
That's not bad.
Because then it's free.
Yeah, there you go. Interesting. See how that develops. I'm going to be keeping an eye on that story.
And otherwise, it sounds like a waste of beer.
It does seem like a waste of beer, at least. Yeah. I do like the idea of the innovation of it, though.
Yeah.
I love the innovation. I love that part of it. That's pretty creative to me. That is pretty cool.
And he's a non-drinker, so you can't even say it was like a drunk dare kind of thing. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, where did this come from?
Because honestly, that sounds like an idea my friends and I would have coming home from the bars.
Well, you're like smack talking. You're like, we're gonna.
I'll tell you. I know how to solve the world's problems. Beer is as engine fuel. Yes, that'll solve everything. I'm gonna pass out now. Sunday is Mother's Day, which is exciting if you're a mother and can be stressful if you are a mother as well. But what about the gifting? Our feature That Ain't Right story is just a stat. In a new survey, 11% of people say they usually buy Mother's Day gifts on Mother's Day or the day before.
That's not really surprising.
No, but it's disheartening.
It's disappointing.
Yes.
But, I mean, people are buying Christmas gifts and birthday gifts for their mother the day before or the day of.
This is the essence of Mother's Day is not about the gift you give to mom. It is an idea of appreciating everything she has done for you. And part of that is the prep. How much did moms do at the last second for us? Plenty of times we threw at them, Mom, I need this done. Or, Mom, I've got a big school project. Or I got to get to band, whatever. Anything that was going on. Mom's dropping everything, taking you there. They, more times than not, planned everything out, thought things through. They are planners. They are thinkers. That's all you got to do one day of the year, plan out and think this through and have something lined up. Like, there's certain days you shouldn't forget: a wedding anniversary, a significant other's birthday, your kids' birthdays. These are obvious. But Mother's Day gets kind of left to the side. What does that sound familiar like? Like moms. Have you heard us throughout the whole show today? Here and there, we've been talking about moms. And one of the more consistent themes is moms stepping aside so that others can go forward. This is the day where we get to push moms forward. We get to, no. You're not holding the camera. You're in the picture. No, you're not cooking today. We're going out to eat. It's one day.
So people should do their shopping today then, is what you're saying.
At the very least. At the least, do it. You should have had it done already. Like, I couldn't be more of a busy person. I have literally no personal time to myself. And I found the time to get my, not just my mother, but my mother's children and all that.
Your children's mother.
Children's mother. Yeah, I knew I said that wrong.
So you're buying for your siblings on Mother's Day?
Yeah,
That's a little.
That would be a little weird.
I mean, they'd probably appreciate it.
It might not be bad. Get mom something. Get her something and do something nice for mom. And think about it. Put some thought into it. Put some heart into it and everything.
But also, it doesn't have to be hard.
No,
you know what I mean?
It
like, it can be the card and the sentiment, like what you're talking about. But it could also be, like, if you know she grabs a cup of coffee every morning, get her a gift card for her coffee for next week. Or, you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't have to be a mountain.
Agreed.
You know?
Yeah. I think that very well said. We got some local good stories I want to touch on. Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater's main stage production, The Curious Savage, gets into their second act. They did yesterday, heard good things. They got another show today on the 12th and then one on the 13th. They'll have a 2 o'clock matinee tomorrow, but otherwise the 12th and 13th feature 7 o'clock shows. You can get your tickets at wrctheater.org. It's all one word, wrctheater.org. Otherwise, encourage you to get your tickets right there at the place. Go ahead and stop on by and get them at the arena, at the theater. But support local, buy local, and a big shout out to the cast and crew. Break a leg, enjoy the end of the run. Also, as a side note, keep in mind our friends at the Silver Fox has got a show coming up next month, The Fairy Tale Courtroom. We'll be talking with them more about that.
Oh, funny.
Yeah.
I can just imagine the, I mean, I don't know that story specifically, but I can imagine what it, you know, that's.
You just know it's
all the villains, right?
Yes. Looking forward to that. And again, wrctheater.org. The VFW and VVA have a brat fries to support your local veteran organizations. That is going on tomorrow at Quality Foods IGA. At 121 West Grand Avenue from 10 to 2. Stop on by there. If you can't pick up a brat, at least say hi. Say thank you.
But get a brat.
Get a brat. Get a brat. They're great.
It's lunchtime.
Yeah.
Again, take a break from cooking. And seriously, I know there's plenty of opportunities, but IGA just does those brat fries right.
They
I know that it's the organization, but still there's so much support from them and we've done plenty of them there and they could not make it easier.
Yeah.
So, you know, as a local business, they're out supporting, stop at IGA tomorrow and get a brat.
I love IGA. I've been shopping there for over a decade. I've been shopping it. And that one particular one that we're talking about on the west side here in particular, I've been going to forever and love that IGA. And of course, one of our local good stories of the day that is going on every day, especially in the summer here, our United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties. Terry, let's remind people about some of the things you have going on this month.
Yeah, we've got a lot going on. Thinking about, you know, everyone's thinking about the end of school, but we're actually thinking about the start of school.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. It's just how our world works.
Thinking things through, planning.
But a couple of things to be thinking about is, one, if your children qualify for free and reduced lunch, they also qualify for free school supplies. And this is a community-wide effort led by United Way, but there's many, many, many organizations involved. So you should get your children registered to receive school supplies. The distribution happens in August, but the registration happens now.
Yes.
So you need to visit our website at uwswac.org to receive school supplies, or you can call 211, and it's simply dialing that on your phone, 211, and do that between the hours of 8 and 5 so that you receive you speak with a local operator and they can walk you through the registration. So we have that going on. But the other side of that is then collecting the school supplies. And so I know people don't even want to hear this, but they are kind of starting to peek their way out a little bit.
Yes.
So the next time you're shopping or whenever you're shopping, you know, grab a couple of folders or a couple of notebooks and set those aside for our Stuff the Bus event, which happens at Lunch by the River, the first Thursday of August. So just have it on your radar that by the end of July, you might pick up some school supplies and be willing to share those, you know, with us, because we want to make sure last year was our highest year.
Yeah.
And we served almost 1,000 kids.
Whew.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
And the average, like for elementary school, the average cost of school supplies is, you know, I'd say between $60 and $75. So it's significant, and especially when you have multiple kids in the home. So we do encourage people to gather up and collect school supplies for us. Just keeping in mind just a couple things. Primary color folders and notebooks. We're not looking for anything with designs on. And so your red, blue, yellow, green. You know, those are the colors that we're looking for. So keep it in mind. Give it some consideration and you spend a couple bucks on some school supplies to help help lighten the load for someone else.
You can find out more by going to uwswac.org. Be sure to bookmark that page. Keep it up to date and keep it up to date with your United Way and all the things in your community by following them on Instagram and Facebook. It's a great follow. One last good story of the day. This 8-year-old boy, the Wisconsin boy who got lost in Michigan in the woods and survived for 2 days by eating snow. Saw a great interview with him the other day.
Yeah, wasn't he sweet?
Such a brave young kid. And a big shout out to him and the great work at staying, you know, surviving, all that stuff, how he did that. But also the 150 volunteers that went looking for him, his family that never gave up hope. Great work by everybody involved.
And the cutest little quote that he said, he hoped he didn't have to spend his whole life out there.
Yeah, that was so cute. It was so.
And we all hoped that too. You know, that was.
When they asked him that he was if he would go camping again right away. Yeah, of course. Like nonchalantly.
Super cool.
Great kid.
And definitely a good story, right? Because a lot of times those stories just don't end that way.
I'm putting that one in the memory bank. Terry, great show. Thanks so much for hanging out with us.
You bet.
You have a good weekend.
You too.
And a happy Mother's Day to you.
Thank you.
Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. We'll be celebrating more, of course, all weekend long. Stick around for Morning Magazine coming up here at WFHR, locally grown radio.